Yes, so for those of you who are listening to us, this is the introduction for our fasting, that we are fasting the 40 days. The introduction goes like this. We've got to understand, what does God want from us? Why does He want us to fast? And what is the purpose of the fasting? What should we be doing through the fasting? So this introduction literally awakens our spirit, our mind, to understand that as we are fasting, we are doing it for God. In fact, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit led the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, to go into the wilderness to fast. God led Moses to go up on the mountain to fast. So the leading or the fasting was God's purpose. So let us find out in Isaiah chapter 58 and find out in verse 3 and 4 and find out, how does God want us to fast? What is the purpose of fasting? So the people here are literally complaining that we have fasted and you're not hearkening to our fast, neither are you noticing us, because they realize they are fasted but is not paying attention. And God says to them, you fast for your own pleasure. You didn't fast aiming at me, you fasted aiming at manipulating me through your prayers and fasting to get what you want. And He says to them, when you fast, you find pleasure, you exploit your laborers. Stay away from striking and debating while you're fasting. Stay away from things that make you debate, things that inspire you to argue. It could be, sometimes it's Facebook. Facebook, right straight off, is a place, a platform where people gossip. Past videos, people show off things where they belittle others, where they speak about others, where they bring news into somebody's life to speak that kind of evil speech so that they may put down. They may belittle another. Stay away from striking your fist and debating. You see, we are in a time where debate now, everybody has the democratic right to express their opinion. They have the democratic right to go to the extreme. You have people who are witches. You have people who are sorcerers. You have haters of humanity. You have racists. You have anti-Semitists. You have all different types of people with bad manners, but in this world we are living in, they have the democratic right to express themselves. And God says, when you came to fast, you came with all those ideas in your fasting. You didn't change. You are not aiming at why I commanded you to fast. You are aiming at who you are. While you're fasting, you bring your accusations and arguments, and disagreements. You bring your discriminative opinions where you discriminate others, and indeed you fast for strife. Even when you started to fast, your strifing increased. You ask yourself, what am I talking about? I'm talking about aiming our fasting so that we may not end up to fast, strifing and debating, and to strike with a fist of wickedness. And God says, you will not fast as you do this day to make your voice unheard, to make your democratic opinions and suggestions and discriminative ideas over others, to make your voice heard. This is the time to fast. Now, through this introduction, I want to introduce to you that we need to aim at a fasting that is right. Let us see to it that we stay away from groups that enable us to gossip, groups that we intend to bring us in the dimension where we intend to have a lot to judge others and to speak evil over others, but yet taking a little time to look into ourselves. Stay away from social media groups. Social media groups like Facebook. Facebook brings a lot of videos, a lot of things in people's lives that brings in insult in others. People enjoy comedy. There are comedians that you enjoy sometimes to laugh at because they are funny. But I've realized that being funny, sometimes most people use insults. They use words of insult. There's this word that is used mostly, F word. And people start to laugh because somebody is insulting and belittling another. So through this, God is saying, stay away from this type of transaction of words. Because remember, the words you're hearing, they are also affecting your spirit. And they are putting a cloth upon you that is making God to reject your prayers or not answering our prayers because we are not literally fasting the way God wants us to fast. We are not praying the prayers God wants us to pray. We are not thinking the thoughts God wants us to think, because we are engaged too much into gossip, into strife, into people that are negative, into people who teach us and strengthen our unforgiveness, our bitterness and dislike and distrust against others. And this hinders our prayers. Stay away from strife. Stay away from people who will bring strife. Stay away from gossip. And stay away from social media. Fast from it so that you may connect more to God. In fact, the word fast means to restrain yourself from a bad habit so that you may connect yourself to a positive way of thinking, to a positive way of doing things. This is what fasting means. So live up to that. I mean, when Moses went for 40 days, he left a bunch of people he led from Egypt, and he left him in a place, a certain given place, and he went to seek God for 40 days. Yeshua HaMashiach also went from his family and he went into the wilderness. Why do these great leaders go away and walk away from certain places to go to a certain place to seek God? Because they need to hear from God. You know, sometimes we say we are spending time with people who are gossiping, people who are speaking about a lot of things so that we can get points to pray about. When God wants us to give us points to pray about, prayer points, he doesn't need to use evil speech and insulting others so that we may get prayer points. No. In fact, when you pray, seek God, you sharpen your spirit. You sharpen your understanding. You sharpen your insight concerning God. Even the Bible speaks to you more. Even God will speak to you through these messages. Prophetically, we speak to you through dreams. So trust the spiritual leading of the Spirit rather than trusting these mechanical ways that sometimes defile our fasting. Because fasting means to turn away from things that are negative and to turn to things that are positive. To restrain yourself from the bad habits you want to change so that you may connect yourself to the good habits that you want to attain and adapt. May God bless you as you fast. This was our introduction. Our next message will bring us deeper into the next point of our fasting.